Police, Tennessee mom charged after photos show child waxing naked woman. By Amy Furr on February 20, 2024. A mother in Memphis, Tennessee, was arrested Monday after police found photos shared online that allegedly show a child waxing a nude woman. Officials charged 30-year-old Jasmine Moss with child abuse and neglect in the case, local Memphis reported Friday. A warrant was issued on February 16, 2024, charging Jasmine Moss, 30, with child neglect. On February 19, 2024, the warrant was served, and Moss is currently in jail. A bond has not been set at this time, the Memphis Police Department wrote in a social media post that featured an image of the suspect. An affidavit said law enforcement received multiple complaints about the photos on Wednesday that were shared on a social media page belonging to Moss, which she apparently used to bring in business for her hair removal services. In a post, Moss identified the child as her daughter and wrote that the girl had participated in waxing 24 clients over an 8-hour time span. The affidavit revealed, adding that previous police reports involving the mom and daughter indicated the child is about 5 years old, the local Memphis report noted. Police said the Memphis Police Department's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force was made aware of the alleged images on Friday and officials were investigating the matter. Please do not screen save or forward these images to law enforcement or anyone. Please do not download or upload these images in any way, the agency told citizens. When speaking about the case, another local esthetician, identified as Valerie Yates, told Reg that using an underage worker was not an option. That would not even be safe, much less legal, so it would not be good. You don't know what people do in their house. Even though their house should be clean, you don't know if it is and you don't know who gonna come in and out the house while you just laying on the table, she stated. Meanwhile, the director of organizational advancement with a group called Child Help spoke with Fox 13 about the case. Eddie Smith said, "And unfortunately it's something as an organization that we see and deal with every single day." Adding that officials are seeing an increase in instances of child forced labor. Watch video. So whenever I hear stories of things like this, it concerns me because is this child, one, being victimized by having to perform those acts? Second, are they being victimized because they are being forced to work at such a young age? He noted.